Yes, you're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula, where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of, and you're listening still on the IBGR network. This is episode 7. Today, we're going to be talking about how to update your inner TV talk show critic, the script, how to update your inner TV talk show critic's script and show up behind the camera confidently. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan Oseguera, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 people globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are still your hosts for this 13-week journey. And remember, you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. If you want, I love my inner critic. If you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, then contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info.
Simple as that. tvtalkshowformula.com to follow and tvtalkshowformula.info to connect. We're going to start with a quote as we always do. This one is from the lovely Declan Oseguera. And he says, your subconscious mind is like a computer. Every so often, we need to update it. And welcome to the show, Declan. That's you. That's your quote.
Wow. That sounds so brilliant.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
It's so true though, right? It's and so the subconscious mind, and this is, you know, picking up from what we were just speaking about in the previous episode, we were talking about the ego over there, and there's programming that we have, right? Which we know is a function of the subconscious mind. When anything that we do that happens automatically, you just, you know, don't have to try to think about it. It's just an automatic response or function in the body. It's coming from the subconscious mind. And a lot of times these thoughts and behaviors that we have that tell us that we're doing something wrong, you know, we're making a mess of it, we should just give it all up. Mm-hmm. Those are just subconscious programming programs. And you know, and I know that the beautiful thing about the human brain is if we want to create new thoughts, new ways of doing things, new ways of believing, we just get to create a new program and get it into the subconscious mind until that becomes automatic. And that's what we're trying to do here with our audience, right? Is to show you how to do some of that.
Yeah. And you know, Declan, what I have found is typically that other voice, that critical voice, is not even your own. Mm-hmm. It's somebody else's.
Exactly.
It's somebody else's voice. And so the reprogramming that we're talking about, the computer update, mm-hmm. is to take that other person's voice, whoever that is, who is just trying to keep you safe based on their own fear or their own past rejection or their own, and this gets handed down generation after generation.
Absolutely.
You just want to rewrite it with your own voice so that you can become a person worth watching whose inner critic is working in harmony with your TV talk show schedules, and you're able to show up confidently every time and keep producing new episodes. You're not shutting yourself down because of somebody else's voice and fear.
Yes, that's it's so true. So much of what's in there is in there because of who we grew up around, our environment, family, friends, teachers, the things that they say to us, especially before we were actually conscious and before the age of 5, just is lodged in there and just plays, has been playing like a record, you know, automatic every time for all of these years. And we let it run our show. And now you can create your own programming so that you can run your show, your TV talk show, right? With more confidence and more power and more alignment with what you're here on the planet to do. So
because how do we fear, do that? Fear is the only thing that's keeping people from showing up confidently behind the camera or showing up at all behind the camera. And there's, you know, there's a quick little story that I like to tell in my other podcast, and it's at the dinner table And the young child says, "Mom, why do you always cut the ends off of the pot roast?" And she said, "I don't know, hon. We always did that. Let's ask your grandmother." And so they asked the grandmother, "Grandma, why do you always cut the ends off the pot roast?" And she's like, "Well, you know what? It was just the way that it was passed down to me. Ask your great grandmother. Great grandma, why do you always cut the ends off the pot roast?" And she said, "Because I made it one time and it didn't fit in the pan, so I had to cut the ends off." But that's how it happens. We don't even know why generations comes down to us that we're cutting the ends off the pot roast.
That is hilarious. I have a very strong visual of pot roast chopping the ends off. Now yeah. I want pot roast.
You missed the point though.
I get it. That's what happens is we don't even know why we're thinking these things. It's just how it's been. And that's one way to go through life, but I don't know. How's that working for you?
Right? Yeah, that's a great question.
You know, and when it comes to what I know for sure around people being on camera, creating their own shows or video, using any type of, even on podcasts, right? Just the voice being heard. The biggest thing that keeps them is what they think other people are going to think about mm-hmm. how they look, how they sound, who they are. There's all these external, we make up all these ideas about what we think people are going to judge us about. Some because of what we've heard and some we just make up and then we let that stop us. And that's usually a function of this subconscious programming that we've been talking about here.
Yeah. And, you know, I've done season after season of podcasts on my other stuff. I have several other seasons that I've done with different.
Yes, you have a few.
Yeah. That I've done personally. And it wasn't until last season that I actually recorded, because I had to, the video piece. And now we're doing the video piece now. And I co-hosted with a colleague, Londina Cruz, the Building Success Habits. And we talked about it. We're like, yeah, we'll do it next week. We'll do the video next time. We'll do it then. Next time. We never pushed the button. We were on Zoom because she lives in Poughkeepsie. I live in Virginia. And so we would go live through Zoom. We could have easily pushed the button and we didn't. And there was always this voice. And I wanted to just touch on the seven types of inner critics real quick that might show up. There's the perfectionist who tries to get you to do things perfectly. That was me. There's the inner controller that wants to control your impulses and tends to be this harsh and shaming one in order to protect yourself. That was also me. There's the taskmaster who wants it to be hard. Wants it to be successful and wants you to work hard no matter what. You know, you got to work till your fingers bleed. Unless it was no good. There's the underminer who wants to undermine your self-confidence and self-esteem. That's that inner critic that shows up for many people. The destroyer who is just, you know, wants to inherently show your flaws and keep you from thinking you're not entitled to this. You're going to destroy any self-worth that you build. Mm-hmm. The guilt tripper that's stuck in the past, and the conformist who just wants to keep the status quo and not let you go anywhere you want to go. So those are typically the seven that will show up. What are your thoughts?
I know a few of those.
Yeah.
Some of those sound familiar to me. And when I think about it, I can easily, I have images of being a kid and how my dad in particular was with me. And where did he get that from? Right. There's some place. It's that these things got passed down. And I know.
Cut the ends off the pot roast.
Cut the ends off the pot roast. Exactly. Yeah. That makes sense. It's helpful to be able to identify how they could show up so that you know, oh, there it is. Right. And that gives you the power to then do something about it.
Yeah. Yeah. We're hoping that you're finding some value in this. We walk it. We have lived it. We are moving through it. And we we want to invite you, if you want some direct support for your TV talk show, then you can contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. And be sure to subscribe to the show at tvtalkshowformula.com. The hardest, easiest thing to do, easiest, hardest thing to do is to get over your ego.
That sounds like a... I was, yeah, that's, How do we do that?
Yeah. It well, because it only wants to keep you safe at all costs.
Well, and this is, yes. And so this is what we were saying in the beginning about the subconscious mind being just like a computer. It isn't bad. And a lot of times people talk about the ego as like this bad, you know, this bad thing. It is, it's a function that actually keeps you alive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
the subconscious mind, if that wasn't working for you right now, your heart wouldn't be beating. You wouldn't be breathing without thinking about it. Cells are dividing in your body. You have nothing to do with it. It's all happening yep. automatically.
Yeah.
But when it comes to these types of thoughts that we call bad or negative, it's just what your subconscious mind knows. And so you get to show it, you get to teach it something different so yep. that it knows something different. And then you have different capabilities. Then you have the ability yep. to not beat yourself up all the
so
time.
So really the first thing what we're saying to do is to identify those fears, and you go back to episode 5 mm-hmm. in this season, because you'd already laid it out and started thinking about it. And then what's the take action? What do we want them to do this week for take action?
Well, so we're inviting you to do another video. This one's just for you. And this is so you can see yourself on camera and how your face looks when you're saying these things and how your voice sounds, right? So you want to say, I know being on camera would help my business because.
Yes.
Last time we had you say this, but it was but, like what was keeping you from. But now we want you to think about how being on camera, how you know that being on camera is going to help your business because. What are the ways that your business can flourish because you're visible, you're able to be seen and heard? And say this, just record yourself saying this and play it again and notice how you sound, and keep doing this over and over until you feel absolutely believable. Like you believe yourself watching that video of you is where we want you to get to.
Yeah, that's perfect. Because the first one in episode 5 was all of the limiting beliefs, all of the mm-hmm. inner critics. How many of those 7 show up as you're writing that down? You can take a look at that. And then this one, like you say, is the because reframing when you reframe it.
Yes. Yes. And that is subconscious programming. So you're changing the script in there.
Yep.
And that's what we want to help you do.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's going to wrap us up here. Again, if you want some live direct support, then contact us at tvtalkshowformula.info. This is new concepts for a lot of people. It's a lot harder than we it sounds sometimes, and so yes. that support can be really helpful, and we want to be there for you. This is episode 7 wrapping up, how to update your inner TV talk show critic script and show up on camera confidently. I'm Donna Cundy.
I'm Declan Oseguera, and we'll be back after a short break. Thanks for listening.